Well, Congressman, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
How you feeling?
Well, I wish I weren't here under these circumstances.
Yes.
I'm always glad to see you, but I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine.
Stephanie, how is he doing? What's your sense?
I think he's doing fine.
Wow.
Not
why,
much
why'd
difference.
You ask her?
I want an honest answer here, Congressman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's doing well. We've not seen a whole lot of change since last year, and we're just plugging along day by day.
What has changed since a year ago when we visited?
I can't remember.
I
don't know.
I've
got kind of a daily regime, and I go see my mom, who's in a care facility, and an old age facility or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Down in Shawnee, and I get to see her three or four times a week. We moved her. My brother and I agreed to move her up here from Wichita, where I lived with my dad and mom when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I get to see her now three or four times a week instead of once every two or three months, which is nice. And I see friends, and I play my guitar and just have a good time.
Let's go to Pat from Overland Park. Pat, good morning.
Hello, Moores. I miss you very much, not being in the public life the same way, but it's wonderful that you're in the public life this way.
Thank you.
My mother also has Alzheimer's, and she's at a stage where we just had to put her into long-term care. And it's not a fun question to ask you, but have you made any plans about long-term care? And I think a lot of people out there don't realize the enormous cost of care, whether it's in your home or at a facility, especially one that has specialized memory care.
Long-term care.
I will say this. We were quite fortunate in that I knew enough that long-term care insurance is a very important thing for people to consider. Dennis has long-term care insurance. I do as well. It's like making a car payment every month. But when you look at the amount of money that is spent, and we do this with Dennis's mother. She's in a wonderful facility, but it's expensive. So we are prepared for that, and I would really encourage people to have that part of the discussion as well. You need to have the insurance in place.
I want to add something there. My dad was in a long-term care facility down in Wichita and died a few years ago. My mom is now, so I think it really is good advice Stephanie has just made here, given here, that people do consider long-term care insurance of some sort, because with people living longer lives, there's a great likelihood that a lot of people will end up in some sort of need some sort of facility.
Every person that I have talked to in, you know, nearly 30 years now dealing with folks with Alzheimer's disease, the person with the disease themselves, they will say that their primary worry is the family and worried about the implications of that. And I encourage families to listen to the person with the disease and take steps so that the heaviness doesn't become insurmountable.
Stephanie, what have you noticed when it comes to friends and acquaintances and how people are sort of responding to the two of you as you get around town?
Most people are pretty much the same as they've always been. There are a few folks who have dropped off, whether it's their personal discomfort with seeing Dennis this disease.
Let's get him. Let's name him right here and call him out, right?
We won't do that.
Yeah.
Or they're just uncomfortable. Maybe they're questioning it in their own family or have concerns, and they're not ready for that. But I've made everyone that I come in contact with know that I'm a resource.
Joanne from Prairie Village writes us this. When I was a teenager 30-plus years ago, my only grandmother developed Alzheimer's, but no one in the family would talk about it. And in fact, my father was always bitter and angry about it. It was painful as a teenager to watch her fade with no explanation. Have the Moores discussed things with your children and grandchildren as to what to expect? And is it important to keep younger family members in the loop here? How are you dealing with that, Stephanie?
Well, Dennis and I have a blended family with 7 adult married children, and they're all fine and dandy, and we have 12 grandchildren. The oldest is 13.
I told our kids to get busy and have some more. We want more grandkids.
So we're going back to the teenage years in some respect, and it's great fun. But all of the kids have been brought into a discussion. We've opened the door and said we are ready to talk about this at any time. The grandchildren know that what Grandpa has is called Alzheimer's. You can ask the ones that are old enough. They know that. The little bitty ones just know Grandpa forgets sometimes.
Yeah.
And Dennis really does very well. What gets him the most is his short-term memory.
Yeah.
So the kids will know Grandpa, just ask him a question. He's going to ask the same question, and that's fine. Or if we're playing music, he might play the same song, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But we are absolutely keeping the discussion open with our children, and honestly wish there was even more discussion at certain times with some of them.